Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awaken the Confidence Within. I'm your host, Deborah Kozowski, and I want to thank you for joining us on this audio program. By awakening the confidence, not only do you invite more happiness and awesomeness to your life, but maybe you're going to be stretching out of that comfort zone and actually stepping into the greatness of the person that you are meant to be. Oftentimes, I come across people who are wondering how they can get to the next level, yet they're full of self-doubt and lack courage in taking the next steps, and often it's just a tipping point or one step away. I am so excited that you've decided to grab this gift so that we can help you achieve some of the goals that you've set for yourself. And I commend you for making a decision to take a step in the right direction in boosting your confidence level. As you listen, you may hear different things and say, you know what, I do that. Or maybe I don't do that. This can affect many different people. And along the way, you might even have your own suggestions of ways to boost self-confidence in some of the things that you already are doing. But I am so excited that you took action today so that you can take your life and business to a whole new level. Because when you're confident, you attract clients and people into your life to help you get to the next level. Because you know, success leaves clues. But not only that, you cannot be successful by trying to do it all on your own. And I have learned that totally along the way. And some of you may have taken some action steps, maybe have hit a plateau at some point, or you're looking to just do a transformation. And everyone likes to have a change at some point. And some of us fear that change. But I'll tell you what, it's not a whole makeover or a whole overhaul that it's going to take for you to increase your confidence level. It is often a shift in perspective and also a shift in your thinking about what your end result is going to be. I will be one of the first people to tell you that I was not always confident in every area of my life. And I bet there are areas in your life that you feel more confident in one area than another. But today, it's time to get excited about being more confident in the areas that we want to continually learn and grow in. So I want to assure you that every woman can be more confident and boost their credibility and by discovering the top five confidence killers. Because if you know what the killers are, you can avoid them, steer past them, and know when they get in your way. Also, the number one secret to getting more clients and making more money in your business. And boy, will you be surprised. It's not as hard as you might have thought. Can't wait to share it with you. And of course, three things plus several more that you can start doing today to boost your confidence level and step into that person that you were meant to be. I'm known as the facilitator of thought and often known to push people's potential by getting them to stretch a little bit more than they've expected. And it's all in a good way and all good fun. But before we get started, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a professional speaker, thought leader, author, co-author of GPS Your Best Life, Charting Your Destination and Getting There in Style. It's a best-selling book. Yes, I am a best-selling author. And I have another book in the works, The Entrepreneurial Mom's Guide to Growing Your Business, Raising Your Family, and Creating a Life You Love. The best part about all of this, it can start from where you are. I am a sought-after, inspiring speaker with over 17 years of experience as a leader in the healthcare industry, and I am committed to empowering the business world and helping individuals men and women alike, to start moving through what holds them back and achieving the success that you desire, and to start taking action and getting some of those results that you want and more. I love to engage and energize with my audiences because I feel involvement is the best way to learn, and participation and taking notes, so grab a pen and paper so that you can really get into this and look at where you are right now and how we can take you and move you in the direction that you would like to go. Because it is about attracting the wealth and success that you want, to live a life that you love and live up to your greatest potential. Because everyone can live rich from the inside out. So now that you know a little bit about me, I want to just jump in and ask you, and what is it that you believe confidence to be? Take a few moments and write that out. Do it now. Now, when do you feel the most confident? What areas in your life do you feel most confident? And maybe, what areas do you not feel so self-confident in? Because when you can acknowledge them, as we go along, you can put notes beside that as to how you can improve those areas that you do feel confident. For some people, walking into a dinner party is really uncomfortable. They get really sweaty palms and they look around the room like there's a deer caught in headlights and they're ready to run out the door or find the nearest garbage can so that they can maybe get ill. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be able to stand tall, have eye contact, bring out that big smile and grace the room and get to meet the people in the room that may be potential business partners, referrals, or who knows, just friends that you can develop relationships that are nurtured. Well, let's get started with this. What is confidence anyway? I got you to define it, but according to the Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, confidence is a feeling or consciousness of one's power or reliance on one's circumstance. It is a faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective way. The quality of state or being certain. A relation of trust and intimacy. Self-confidence is confidence in one's powers and abilities. So now I want to think about being a superhero. Imagine what life would be like if you would not fail. What would your superhero look like? What would that hero inside of you be? Well, basically when it comes down to it, the confidence is about being certain about the person you are. And the best way to be certain about who you are and trusting your abilities is learning about you, personally growing and developing. That's why I am so glad that you are here. So when we talk about self-confidence and you're thinking about maybe the guy at the gym who's really buff, or the girl who continually talks about herself, do you really feel that's what healthy self-confidence looks like? Well, in the business world, I wouldn't say so. And often those who over-exaggerate in their confidence, that almost come across as arrogant, are probably some of the people with the lower self-confidence level than what you expect. Healthy self-confidence is feeling comfortable in your own skin. It's about being happy with who you are and where you're at. Yes, there will be times where you'd like to improve certain things. Maybe you would like to lose a few pounds. Maybe you would like to be a better speaker. Maybe you would like to be able to walk into a boardroom and conduct a meeting without feeling shaky. That all comes with time, and we're going to talk about all these things that can help empower you to take on new situations so that you feel comfortable and stretch, comfortable and stretch. That's what personal growth is all about. It's not a place of stagnation. It's a place where you're continually growing and learning to be the best you. It's about being and becoming all at the same time. And confidence is evolutionary. Our confidence develops over time as we increase our knowledge, our competence level. Real life experiences get thrown in there and they add to our competence level. And hence the phrase, practice makes perfect. Think of a little baby, about a year old, on a Sunday afternoon as his grandfather puts his hands out and tries to encourage him to take those few steps. And he goes and he plops down on his bottom and, you know, let's get back up. And he plops down again and finally he's taking two or three steps. And the next thing you know, he's doing 12 steps across the room and everybody's clapping. How exciting that is. The same thing happens for us. We don't always get it on the first try. For heaven's sakes, you've heard that Thomas Edison, it took him 10,000 times before he invented the light bulb. Imagine if he would have gave up. We'd live in a pretty dark world, wouldn't we? But each time we try, we learn what didn't work. We try again, and we might learn again what didn't work. Or what makes us stand out from the crowd? It's all these tries, and maybe tries not the best word. It's all these efforts that compound to lead us to that success or that pinnacle moment where we feel like we are walking on water, feel unstoppable, feel that we can conquer whatever stands in our way. And I know this is a little side off business, so we'll throw in a few examples. I want you to think about some of your firsts. How about that first kiss? Was it, as in the movie Princess Diaries, was it a foot-popping kiss? Or was it awkward and maybe uncomfortable and not what you had dreamed it would be? But over time, that too improved. Maybe with a different partner, who knows? But also think about the time you rode a bike. Did you get it the first time? Or did it take a little bit of trial and error before you found that tipping point or that balance in which you can pedal like crazy and make sure that your bike isn't going to tip over? How about the first time you spoke in front of a group? How did that go? Or your first job interview? Driving a car. Well, I remember driving a car. My first driver's test, I'm sorry, I didn't make it. And it was because I was trying to parallel park on a slope type of corner edging. And I didn't have the right view. And that was with a car. And next thing you knew, a week later, my dad woke me up one morning and said, "Hey, Deb, get up. You want to get your driver's license? We're going to town." And we went in a Suburban that I had never driven before. And I had never had driver's lessons from my father like I did for an hour before that test. Man, I was nervous, and he's like, "Who taught you how to drive? And make sure you crank it when you're turning right at the stop sign." Boy, did I learn pretty fast. And yes, I did pass with the big Suburban. But it took practice and really gaining a lot of confidence and courage to move forward, especially when I had my father in the passenger seat. And you probably weren't perfect the first time, but over time and repeat experiences, I would like to say hopefully we've improved. How do you feel about some of your firsts? How confident you are depends on the situation. And there are situations and areas in your life that you feel confident in. But often, people feel awkward, nervous, and uncomfortable, maybe even ill or with butterflies in your stomach. Every time I walk on a stage, I do have a little bit of nervousness. But you know what? I have learned to channel that, and that is actually a good thing, and it works in my favor. Because that nervousness is more of the excitement of having an opportunity to share what I know and my message, mission, and purpose here on Earth. Because I love helping women in business, moms in business, achieve greater results. I love coaching one-on-one because it allows me to help focus with individuals to help them become more confident in the direction that they are trying to get to. I love to be a part of those results and watching them just flourish. It's amazing. Some of the factors, actually, that affect your confidence today are the teachers, the coaches, some parents, your friends' parents, role models, mentors, and even colleagues. I know some children who grew up where people either poked fun of maybe their shape, size, or knowledge level, and they carried those comments, a single comment, for years, that for some ruined their chances completely of reaching their highest achievement. I remember long ago caring for a girl who was suffering from anorexia. And it came down to someone in her life who had left a message, one simple comment that they probably didn't even know that had such a huge impact. And we can't let one person's comment ruin it for the many years to come. Because there's over 7 billion people in the world. Don't give your power to one person. How can one person be the trusted source of all in our world? I love this quote. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Nobody can make you feel inferior without your consent. You only feel belittled or less than because you internalize a comment that someone may have said at one point. You cannot let that voice keep replaying in your head. Acknowledge it and say no thank you. Just let it go. Blow it away. Just give it that puff of air off your hand and let it be released. Because that's one person's definition. What matters most is the definition that you give yourself. Often when I do this in a live keynote, I like to offer people an opportunity to do a paper doll exercise. But right now, as we're on audio, this is what I want you to do. Let's take an inventory of where you are at right now. I want you to take a few moments to write down your strengths. What are they? What do people most compliment you on? What comes naturally to you? What are the things that you do that come easy, that people want to learn about? Write those down right now. Now, where do you feel that you have some weakness? What are the areas that you think that you need to improve upon? Take a moment to write those down now. Hopefully, the strength list is longer than the weakness list. And be careful not to be too critical on yourself. What I want you to do is to focus on your strengths. And the other thing that I want you to consider is write down three people you admire the most in the world. They can be alive or dead, but write down who you admire, three people. What qualities do they possess? What do you admire about them? Take a moment. Guess what? Now that you're back, I want to inform you that the people you admire the most are actually have qualities that are inside of you. We're often attracted to people who are similar in like-mindedness to us. Now, let's address those top five confidence killers. And I tell ya, they are killers, that's for sure. Number one, comparing yourself to others. This used to be an area that I really struggled with. I grew up in a small town, and as I moved onward to different areas of my life, I started comparing myself to others and knowing that it held me back. Because when you compare yourself to others, you actually diminish the qualities that you possess. You put someone else so much higher than you, and you devalue yourself for the qualities that you bring to the world. And something that I've learned is if you're so busy comparing yourself to others, you're actually tearing yourself into different pieces. You're cutting yourself up into small and small pieces. And sooner or later, there's going to be a moment of crash. And you'll forget that people love you for who you are and what you bring to the world. Because you know what? There is no one else in this world that can bring your qualities, characteristics, and traits to the world like you can. Number two, worrying about what other people think. You may have heard the phrase, what other people think of you is none of your business. How true is that? As I mentioned earlier, we cannot let one person's opinion change our course in our life. Why would we give away our power? It is time to stand in our power and believe in what we think of ourselves and what we want to accomplish. You need to believe in who you are because no one else can do it your way. You have the power to accomplish what you want. Otherwise, the idea would not have come to your head. Number three, self-criticism or self-doubt. This is one I want you to squash with your stiletto right now. We're often hard on ourselves. However, you know those thoughts that go through your head, that voice when you think you're going to do something, you think, no, you're not. Who do you think you are? You really think you can do that? Well, you need to squash that and say, oh, yes, I can. Just watch me. Because you can accomplish so many things, but it's a matter of changing that criticism and self-doubt to empowerment, knowing that you can do it. And you need to change all those can'ts that come into your head to can-dos, because you are the only one, again, who can do it. You can do it. I know you can. It's just a matter of setting the mindset and being determined to accomplish what it is you're after. It might take some time. It doesn't always happen overnight. It has taken me years of study of self-development to be able to come to a place to ensure that I am giving you the information and the impact in what I envision. It needs to be powerful. It needs to be profound for you to be able to have action steps and actually put it into place. You can tell when you see someone who has self-doubt, when they walk onto a stage or they want to ask for a promotion, they're hesitant, they're nervous. They might even turn around and talk themselves out of it. I want you to talk yourself into it because you can do it. And how about number four? Perfectionists and unrealistic expectations. This is a major downfall. And I will admit, I am one of those recovering perfectionists. But what I have learned is perfect isn't where it's at. You need to take imperfect action that is inspired by your dreams and your passion. And sometimes it isn't always how you envisioned it, but that imperfect action as at least creates a momentum and helps you moving in the right direction. Without taking action, you would be stagnating and not moving ahead at all. And where would you be? In the same spot you started. And setting realistic expectations. By having unrealistic expectations, you can often become overwhelmed and not want to even start out the door. So you want to be setting goals that are realistic for you. It's something that you know you can achieve with a matter of action steps, those inspired, imperfect action steps that will take you where you want to go. You can do it. And five, finally, that pessimistic or negative attitude. That is a confidence killer for sure. By always being the devil's advocate or just thinking that nothing ever goes your way. You know, you've heard those comments. Oh, these things always happen to me. Oh, why is she so successful and I'm not? Why is this happening? Oh, I will never do that. I would never have that success. Well, keep talking like that, and you will have exactly what you ask for. Words that you use are very empowering, and they also attract what you talk about. They're very powerful. So when you talk about not being able to reach your goals or your potential of what you want, guess what? You have made that true. But if you come from a place of saying, I can do this, I know I can, I just need to do these action steps and I will achieve that, then guess what? There will be opportunities that will come your way. You will attract opportunities and people that will help you achieve those dreams. With optimism, people are attracted to that because they want to be that. They want to have that same attitude and positive outlook on life because it gives you more happiness when you feel that the world is at your fingertips. And don't you feel awesome when you are confident and can take on any task that comes your way? Well, here's another great quote by Dr. David Ammon. It is called the 18-40-60 rule. When you are 18, you worry about what everybody is thinking of you. When you are 40, you don't give a darn what anybody thinks of you. And when you're 60, you realize that nobody has been thinking about you at all. Isn't that funny? We often are thinking that all these people are paying attention to us. Wow, we sure command the power around us, don't we? Not only do we give power away to other people or a person based on their opinion, but we often think that everybody is focused on us. We're scared to wear a certain outfit, worried about what other people think. We're worried about stepping on stage and saying, what if I forget my lines? And just trying new opportunities. I'm not a big fan of roller coasters, but when my son asked me to go on a roller coaster, I thought, oh, I can do anything for 45 seconds. And I did it with one eye open and maybe a hand with, you know, but I still did it. And would I do it again? Sure. If he asked me, I would. It's 45 seconds. A thrill of being with my son on a roller coaster, even though it's not always something that I want to do. But that's just an example. You're not going to die from giving a presentation. You're not going to die from being the first person to start a conversation. You're not going to die by wearing an outfit that you feel good in, that you're worried about other people's opinions. You're not going to die if someone says no when you ask them for the sale. There is so much more for you to achieve. So now it's time for you to really get clear. This is how you move forward. So, what does a woman want? I want you to list now, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you be doing to reach your dreams and goals right now if you knew that money, people, family obligations, anything was not in your way of achieving it? Write them down now. Okay, I'm here to bring you back. And if you need a little bit more time, just pause. Take a moment to breathe. Just write down the question. You might even come back to it later with some more thoughts. But when you start identifying what it is you truly want, if you could not fail, you can start seeing that there's opportunities of building those passions into your life right now. You really don't need to wait until someone gives you permission. Are you waiting for permission from someone to say, hey, here you go, here's the silver platter, or here's the handshake, here's your door of opportunity, open it? No, you need to go after it. You can't wait for your ship to come in. I heard a joke one time that said if people are waiting for their ship to come in, they didn't realize that they needed to take the bus. All that means is that you can't always wait. One mode of getting to one place doesn't mean it doesn't work a different direction. There are many ways to get to the success that you desire. And I'm going to go over a few more things, especially when it comes to going out to those business networking events. I love to go to them. Not only do I love to socialize, but I love to watch. I'm a people watcher. I used to watch people in the food court when I was a teenager working in the food court. I used to love it because I would see how people would interact with each other, how their reactions are to one another, when things were going smoothly, when things aren't going so smoothly. However, now when I go to these business networking meetings, I think, you know what? This is really cool. But you need to go to these things with intention. It's all about being an intentional networker. Beforehand, know how many people you would like to meet. Perhaps you know some of the people going. You might want to even say, I'm going to connect with these three people tonight because I would like them to know a little bit about me. I'm sorry, I am not the big fan of the 30-second pitch because often it doesn't come across as authentic and that you are allowed to be the person who you are. I find that the best information comes just from a 2-minute conversation, even in the elevator ride. It could be 30 seconds, but it could be like, hey, what are you doing today? Tell me a little bit about yourself. or do you have kids? You're finding that common interest. But the biggest, most important thing when you're intentionally networking with others, it's pretty simple. It all comes down to one thing. It's about being present. Totally present in the moment. One of the people in my life, Jack Canfield, he's a success coach and a mentor that I've had through his Success Principles coaching program. And whenever I have the opportunity to speak with him, I always feel when I speak with him that I am the only person in the room. That's how present I feel he is in the conversations that we have. That it is so wonderful to have someone stand there and actually value and appreciate and listen to what you are saying and being present in the moment. It's that eye contact. It's that smile, whether it be that handshake. But nothing else around you is interfering or interrupting. It's that just connection. It's that personal connection, kind of heart to heart, soul to soul. Those are the kind of connections that you're going to build, not only in your personal relationships, but also in those professional relationships. That's when your intuition or your gut instinct tends to kick in as to whether or not you're building that rapport of trust and likability. So be present in the moment. And it's not just about giving your pitch, per se. When I think of the pitch, I'm like, grabbing the sale. It's not about that. It's about creating a value-based relationship, getting to know people for who they are first. What is important to them? What do they enjoy doing? Why should they matter to you? Because often we can learn a lot when we learn about what's important to another person. And it's also about remembering what is in it for them. Yes, you know, you can have those conversations casually back and forth, but you don't want a superficial conversation. You want to find a common interest, that ground that creates that wanting to learn more about them. How important. Just imagine what life would be like if you knew something about someone and they knew something about you, that you had a direct connection. Maybe they're not going to do business with you, but maybe someone in their network is someone that they might want to introduce you so that could be a referral. But get to know people just for who they are, not about where you're getting your next sale from. Because you need to come from a place from helping others in some way. It's not about what is in it for you. Again, it's what's in it for them. One of the other things that I have learned that helps people not only increase their confidence level, but in their networking, is listening, taking time to listen to the person that you're talking to. You should be talking less than they are. And asking the right questions. When you find out what's important to them, you may be able to support them in some way. Some of the other things that you might want to consider is your goal setting, making sure that you're able to set those goals that are, as the SMART method with Peter Drucker, you're looking at being smart, right? So you're wanting to set realistic expectations, specific so that you know exactly what it is, measurable. So that you know if you've achieved it, that you can actually measure it. Is it a number? Is it a time frame? And achievable. Is it achievable for you? And again, realistic. Setting those realistic expectations really are important. And of course, timely. How will you know if you've achieved it? You want to be able to have a deadline. I once heard a quote, and I can't remember right now who it was by, but a goal without a deadline is just a dream. And I am so, I get so excited because I love helping people set goals. However, you can't just spit it out to me and say, this is what my goal is. I want to see it on paper. because I believe when you ink it, not just think it, and put it down on paper, you are making a commitment to the world and yourself. And you can actually see it tangibly and start a thinking of action steps that you can start doing to say, hey, let's take this and break it into small pieces. And then, oh, what of this may I be able to delegate? Oh, perhaps not only delegate, but maybe there's something that I can hire someone in this area who is an expert, or, you know, who you want to hire to be on your A team, you know, the A players who know, specialize in that area. And also, it might even create more ideas of how you can do things. Because I find that our creativity can be stifled when we sit in our comfort zones without stretching, without getting active, without taking that imperfect action. And best of all, I want to share with you, how do you get more clients and make more money in your business? Here's the secret. When you offer people value, people will want to do business with you. Once? No. They're going to want to do business with you again and again. This is where you hear, don't just give them what they expect. Go one step further. How can you put the icing on the cake versus just offering them a cake? How can you make their experience with you one that they feel valued and appreciated and that they want to come back for more? Also, when you refer others from your network, people will eventually refer customers to you. It's the law of reciprocity. If you help others achieve what they want, you will also be rewarded. Zig Ziglar said that if you help enough people achieve what they want, you will achieve what you want as well. And remember, your fortune is in your follow-up. If you go to networking events and just meet people and collect cards, again, we're not playing blackjack. We're not trying to collect the most cards to see who wins. It's about making use of the cards that come in your hands. Will you follow up with a coffee and a meeting? Will you have a Skype meeting? Will you talk on the phone? Maybe you'll send them an email. Maybe you can forward them a card from Send Out Cards and say, hey, I was so glad to meet you. There are so many things. Or perhaps you'll come across an article about a topic you guys were talking about. Can you send that to them to say, hey, I was thinking of you. Can we touch base? I have some ideas, or I know somebody in my network I need to refer to you. Continue to think consciously of what can you do for them. And finally, your net worth is directly proportional to your net worth. I'll say that one more time. Your network, the people that you surround yourself with who are your contacts, they are directly proportional to your net worth, your financial success, your personal success. And really, isn't having a business about making money? Shouldn't you hear the cha-ching? Or are you just in it for a hobby? Now, let's talk about what can increasing your confidence level actually do for you. Well, for one, I know when I exercise and I lift weights, and this might be different for you. It could be going for a walk. It could be in a yoga class. It could be any form of activity that you feel like your blood is pumping. Not only do you develop better posture, but you may feel stronger as a person altogether and feel like you're leading a healthy lifestyle. But one of the things that I've learned that looking after yourself does is you create a positive self-image of yourself. Also, talking kindly to yourself, you can radiate confidence by believing in what you can accomplish. Excuse me. And becoming a valued member of a team and increasing the chances of promotion. try and go above and beyond in whatever you do. Whether you're a business owner or working a part of a business team, try and give your very best. Help create that experience for your customer because you represent your company. You are an ambassador out in the world, not only for that company, but you are representing you. You can increase your competency level by increasing your confidence because you will want to grow and learn and take courses and go to seminars or attend conferences where you can be glowing because you have worked on yourself and who you are. Also, when you are more confident, you're likely to increase your productivity and also welcome all those new opportunities that come your way. Well, let's talk about some of those confidence builders. And one of them is clarity. Confidence building comes from clarity, being focused and knowing exactly what you want and going after it. It's about the ability to concentrate on the task at hand, knowing that you are heading toward an end goal. And be a goal setter and a goal getter. Don't just be someone who writes down the goals but doesn't do anything about it. You want to go after what you want. Make it happen. And you want to know your end result, don't you? And, of course, here's another one, charisma. You know these people, and I think you're probably one of them. One of those people who walks into the room and you just turn your head and like, you know what, I would love to meet them. They are smiling, they're cheerful, they just light up a room. They have what we call that charm, a glow, that people just want, like a magnet. They want to talk to them, they're attracted to just, I like to describe it as the aura around them. They are more concerned about making others feel good than making themselves feel good. Do you know anyone like that? It brings warm feelings right away when you think about them, doesn't it? Charisma is such an important quality. And, of course, character. A person's character says a lot about them when you're building that trust. That like, know, and trust factor, that building that rapport, it's so important. What is a person's core values? Finding out what is important to them. And yes, first impressions count. They say 7 seconds is all it takes. It's that gut check saying, you know what, I could like you. Now, let's find out more about you. Can I trust you? And slowly nurturing and building a relationship in which you can do business. It's not just a transaction. It's about people and their potential. And there are so many possibilities that are surrounding those opportunities of working together in joint venture partnerships, referrals. But when you know someone as a person first, it makes such a difference. And the essence of who you are, you get to learn the essence of who they are. Thoughts, words, and actions. Listen to the words when you are intentionally networking. Listen to how these people speak. Are they people that you want to surround yourself with? Are they positive? Are they looking onward and upward? Or are they sitting back and saying, oh, I wish that was me. I'm just not going to bother. Kind of like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, I guess. You want to be an action taker with character that first impression just flows out of you. It's eye contact, that smile, and that firm handshake that means I know my business, and I am so glad to meet you. Character is also about those soft skills. It's those people skills. They are the most important quality that people need to work on. people first before any possibility of transaction. It's about people. What are you doing for them? It's about being positive, affirming, and supportive. It's about speaking impeccably about yourself and others. Because if someone's heard you speaking poorly about yourself, why would they want to come do business with you? Why would they want to be your friend? Would you want to work with someone who continually spoke poorly about themselves or others? Chances are you would move on to the next person and someone who made you feel good. Pay attention to your nonverbals. And if you're nervous about public speaking, join groups like Toastmasters. They're international. There are opportunities and speaking groups out there where you can polish those speaking skills and increase what we call the competency level, which is one of my favorites. And it reminds me of Stephen Covey's Sharpen the Saw. This is where you're seeking continuous improvement, and this is so essential to your personal growth. And not only with your growth, that competence increase also boosts that confidence level. It keeps you marketable. And also, the attitude that you possess plus the competence which you come with will equal the confidence level which you have. And never fear, if you are going to do a presentation in front of a boardroom or have a meeting with a client, be prepared, do your homework, but also be resourceful. Again, it's all about them. And composure. I always admired people who had composure when crisis hit or certain situations went awry. They were the people you turned to with confidence because they were confident. They're like, okay, just remember to breathe. It's one of my favorite things when stuff comes up is breathing. How do they handle stress? How do they reframe a negative thought? How do they block that internal chatter? Well, you know what? Here's the secret. They reframed it from I can't to I can. They've changed the words in their vocabulary. They don't say I can't afford something. They say I choose to spend my money this way. Notice the power? Things change when you know that you have a choice. You also have a choice whether to get flustered or not. It's all about reacting and responding and how you choose to react in a situation. That is also part of your confidence level. When you can control your stress level when things don't go the way you had planned, you'd be surprised how many people think that you are quite confident. And of course, you can't try new things and move forward without having a little bit of courage along the way. My friend, musician Justin Hines, he has a song called Courage. If you ever get a chance, you should check it out on YouTube. Because I love it. Because one of the lines of that song is about inviting courage. Courage to come out to play. This is where we need to have the willingness to face the fears and take them on. Not necessarily get rid of the fear completely, because I feel that fear can help motivate us, actually, to achieve what we want or avoid what we don't want. But sometimes when it's a matter of where you want to go and what you want to do, sometimes you've got to feel it and have some due diligence, assess the situation, maybe get more knowledge, increase the competence, where again you're increasing your confidence, take calculated risks, and have the courage to do it anyway. And if you fail, so what? Will you learn from it? If so, fail forward. This is where you're just going to move forward and learn from your mistakes or errors and just continue. That takes courage, and I know that you can do it. And don't worry about all the what-ifs. You can be prepared by addressing some of them, but don't let them hold you back from accomplishing what you want. assess the situation. If you know how to handle one of the what-ifs, when it comes up, you'll know exactly what to do. And think about it. What is the worst thing that could happen? And I remember reading long ago in Dale Carnegie, are they going to go to jail? Is someone going to die? Probably the worst things that could ever happen. And whatever comes your way, you will be able to get through. It can take some time once again, but you can have the courage to get through the obstacles that come your way. You also need to have courage when you want to ask for what you want, whether it be the sale, whether it be having a mentor or getting a coach. You need to be able to ask for what you want. You want to try new things. And also, remember to implement what you learn. That is so, so important. Now I want to go and make sure that you have things that you can start implementing to boost your self-confidence today. And instead of just 3, I'm going to give you 25 right now, and then I want you to come up with 3 more for yourself and some of the things that you might want to do. All right, so 1, give yourself a compliment. For heaven's sake, sometimes we can dish it out better than we can give it to ourselves. Aren't you important? 2, use the words, I can and I will, or I choose to. Regain your power. Dress up or paint your fingernails. Have that polished look. You might want to wear a brighter shade of lipstick to give you that extra boost. 5, stand tall and just feel the grounding of your feet on the ground and standing tall with your back nice and straight, shoulders back, ready to take on the world. 6, smile at all people you meet during the day. You never know whose life you could change with a smile. 7, engage in conversation at the coffee shop, grocery store, community hall. There is always opportunity to participate and be involved in your life. 8, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, try something new. Maybe you wanted to do a hot air balloon. Maybe you wanted to run a marathon. Maybe you wanted to showcase your business at a trade fair. Maybe you wanted to make a phone call to see someone who would do a joint venture with you. What is stopping you? Write down your daily accomplishments and celebrate them. Give yourself that pat on the back that you need. 10, make a phone call that you've been avoiding. 11, read a book about an area that you wish to improve in or in the area of your expertise. You will grow and improve by doing this at least once a month. Imagine you will have 12 books by the end of the year. Many people don't even crack 1. They think when they left high school, that's all they needed. But guess what? Life is about learning and growing. Why not give yourself a step ahead? Set 3 goals that you wish to achieve in the next 6 months. Start planning them out. Mind map them. Make them happen. 13, maintain eye contact while in conversation. Do not stare, but engage. And make that person feel like they're the only person there, being present. 14, make a decision on something that you've been avoiding. When you make a decision, it's amazing what falls into place thereafter. You can make things happen. It might have been just waiting for you to say yes or no to something in your life. 15, one of my favorites is declutter your closet. Take out all the things in there that you don't feel awesome in. Find some core pieces that you can put together many different outfits. 16, donate the clothes that you no longer feel good in. someone else it will have value for something that you don't want. So share the wealth. 17, you could pray or meditate. Find that place where you can be in stillness and feel calm at the same time, a sense of peace. 18, stop apologizing for no reason at all. So many people, if something goes wrong, I'm sorry again. Let it go. Just admit that you screwed up and fix it if you can and move forward. What did you learn from it? Don't hang on to it and put yourself down. 19, make healthy food choices. When you are putting healthy things in your body, you will also be able to feel good and be boosted for the day. Your energy and enthusiasm will shine when you go through out into the world. 20, go for a walk or get some exercise. Lacking some motivation, stagnant with ideas, go out and get the blood pumping. You'll be surprised. One of my favorite places to get ideas is actually at the gym. I feel strong and ideas continuously flow. 21. Assume that people like you. You can't go out into the world and say, well, they don't like me. Oh, they don't like me. Oh, have you asked them? So many people make assumptions what other people think. We cannot define how other people are thinking. 22. Clean out your wallet or purse. File things where they need to go. One of my business coaches, she said, the way your wallet is kept is how you feel and care about money. Well, I'll tell you what. I looked at my wallet pretty quick, and things were pretty filed in order pretty quick if anything was disarrayed. That is powerful on its own. 23. Start looking for the good in each situation. When you look for the good, more good will be there for you to assess. 24. Take some time out volunteering your community. This is also an excellent way to network, but don't go with that as your end in mind. Go from a place of giving. Give and you shall receive. And 25, and this is one that I love the most, is send a thank you letter or a note card expressing your gratitude and appreciation for your mentors, your coaches, your hairdresser, your banker, people in your life that need to know that you appreciate them. So those are 25 ways to boost your self-confidence today. So some other tips is, remember, this is your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. So you need to be engaged. You need to get involved. You need to feel your fears and use that energy to help support you in taking imperfect action. Don't wait for that perfection. It often holds you back. You can be transferring your business and your life to a totally new level when you stand in who you are, stand in your power. Finally, in closing, I am just going to close off with, you have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you'll know what you know. You're the guy or the gal who will decide where to go. This was adapted from Dr. Seuss. You have the brains in your head, and you have those feet in your shoes or stilettos, and you can steer yourself in where you choose. Remember, you have the choice. No one else is going to hold your hand and put out the opportunity to say, oh, here you go, take it or leave it. You need to go after it, and don't diminish what you know. There is only one person out there in the world that can accomplish what you know. No one else can be you. I am so excited that you spent this time with me. I would love to hear more. If you are interested in learning more about me, the Millionaire Woman, you can go to www.themillionairewoman.com. You will find out more about my speaking, my products, my services, as well as opportunities to coach with me. And there are many testimonials out there that will help you find out if I am the right coach for you. But what is it about confidence that intrigues me is that people who are confident are the people who get results. They are the people who are successful and they get the right clients, but they also make the money that they want in their business. And life feels grand. Just imagine what your life would be like if you stepped into the person that you were meant to be. Because I know that you possess a lot of strengths that you may not be utilizing to your fullest potential. It is now your time to shine. So I want you to shout out that you are confident and you are going to take action on your next step in reaching your goals and your dreams. Make them reality today. It has been my pleasure to spend time with you today. So if you want to find out more, again, go to www.themillionairewoman.com. Go out and make it a great day and live your life rich from the inside out.